In this week's Parshios, Vayakel and Pekudei, the Torah describes how the tzivui for the building of the Mishkan was carried out. The Pasuk says that when they were first commanded to donate to the Mishkan, all of Bnei Yisrael were anxious to give. So much so that there was more than enough. Marbim ha'om lahavi. The people brought more than was needed. Imagine that. Every fundraiser's dream. They collected more than they needed in the building campaign. What did they do? The Pasuk says, Vayaviru kol b'machane. They had to put out another call. Ish v'isha al yasu od melocha l'sumas hakodesh. No one should bring any more items for the Mishkan. Genug. It's enough. We have everything we need. Vayikole ha'om mehavi. So the people stopped bringing. Why did the Torah have to tell us this? That at first the people brought too much, and then they made a special announcement that they should stop bringing. The people listened and they stopped bringing. What's so significant about these psukim? So on one level we could suggest that the Torah wants to show us the enthusiasm that Bnei Yisrael had to donate to the Mishkan. But if that's the case, then why did it have to say that they listened to the command to stop bringing? Would I think that they would continue to bring even after they were told to stop? I think perhaps the answer is this. Once a person gets excited to be part of a project, it's only natural to want to finish the job. And it's hard to pull back, even if the person is later told that his efforts are no longer needed, that there's someone else to do the job. It's hard to walk away, because a person doesn't want to feel left out. And the more important the project, the less willing the person will be to step aside and let someone else do the job. What more significant project could there be than building the Mishkan? Building a makom for the Shechina. That's why initially the people were so excited to give. They wanted to donate. They wanted to have a chelek in this holy project. And we can only imagine the feelings of those individuals who were later told that their donations were no longer needed. Surely they felt disappointed. They must have felt crushed. But their godless was that they accepted this command without any complaints. Vayikale ha'am mehavi. When Klal Yisrael held back, they demonstrated that what was really important to them was the mission, the goal, building a makom for the Shechina. It wasn't about making themselves feel good that they had a part in this once-in-a-lifetime endeavor. It was about getting the job done. So it didn't matter who did it. As long as the mission was accomplished properly in the most beautiful way. That's perhaps why the Torah makes a point of mentioning that the people listened to the command to stop bringing. Because that self-control demonstrated that Klal Yisrael was truly worthy of having the Shekhinah dwell amongst them. It showed that they weren't concerned about their own self-importance. They were ready to work together as a team, without jealousy, without competition. That's the kind of attitude that the Shekhinah is looking for. Recently, the basketball world has been taken by the exploits of a young, talented star who has been able to transform a stumbling franchise into a winning team. I hear that lately they've started slipping again. What about Jeremy Lin has captured the attention of the world? It's not just the fact that he went to Harvard or that Asian basketball stars are so rare. What's really special about him is the way he plays ball. He's a team player. He's a leader who doesn't feel the need to always be in the limelight. He's just as happy to pass the ball to a teammate, I'm told. He's just as happy to pass the ball to a teammate and let him score as long as the team wins. He's less concerned about his personal scoring stats than the team's performance. What's so special about this young man is that he breaks the stereotype of the typical basketball star. But the truth is, he really understands what stardom's all about. Being great is not about individual accomplishments. A key component of godless is the ability to step aside and let someone else shine. To be a team player, and work for the success of the group rather than always being focused on one's personal achievements. This idea is also relevant, lahavdil, in projects of Kedusha, whether it's in a Beis HaKnesses, a Chavrusa, or a marriage. The greatest success comes when individuals are more concerned about the endeavor than about their personal achievements. A good shul president is someone who's happy when other members can take credit for programming in the shul. A good chavrusa is one who's just as happy when his partner thinks of a sharp svara. And a good spouse is one who delights in the success of his or her spouse and is ready to sacrifice their own advancement for the sake of the marriage. This is the lesson, I believe, that the Torah is teaching us with the Mishkan. Holding back, stepping aside, and letting someone else enjoy their involvement in a project is not a sign of weakness. To the contrary, it shows a greatness of spirit. Good Shabbos.